This is GamerCast episode 282, Jet Set Radio. This is the show recorded on the 27th of February, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, man, I think it's time for the Tovka Talk.
Now for the news.
Yeah, so what fun, happy stuff's going on other than this Jet Set Radio thing, which we alluded to in the title of the show?
So, best piece of news this week is Jet Set Radio.
Tog.
Jet Set Radio has been announced to having re-release. The Sega blog released a teaser trailer, which just had, it said, like, guess who's back, and it said, like, on XBLA/PSN, and it had a Jet Set Radio song playing in the background, which is Funky Radio, from Jet Set Radio, the first one, and it has a little radio spinning dude at the end. They haven't necessarily said it's number one. The music would insinuate it is number one. However, it'd be nice if they did Jet Set Radio and Future at the same time.
Yeah, that would make sense, putting them both into, like, one game.
I'd like it. The music in Future is great.
And then maybe even having new stuff as well. Like, not big enough to be a standalone game, but just, like, some extra levels and stuff.
Extra levels?
Oh, yeah, extra bits.
Who's going to make those?
I know some guy.
It wouldn't be the same.
Fine, sorry. Sorry for asking for additional content.
I'm sorry. Well, you asked for additional content 12 years ago when it was made.
I didn't.
Whatever.
Although I did actually have a copy.
Future, I imagine. They could...
Well, yeah, I didn't have a Dreamcast.
They could add online multiplayer for Future. Because Future had multiplayer.
Yeah, you could do that.
So they could do that. Who knows if they will.
Yeah.
Also, it hasn't, of course, been announced. Well, anything's been announced for it. So, no release date window. Also, no kind of announcement to whether they're going to have the original music tracks in it or whether they haven't got the licenses anymore for some of them. You'd imagine from them playing Funky Radio that they've still got that. However, some of the tracks which aren't Hideki Nagamura, I believe it is, they may not have the licenses anymore. Hopefully that means they just take them out and don't replace it with something else.
Yeah. Replace it with something lame like Justin Timberley.
Well, they kind of did that with Crazy Taxi because they didn't have the license for Offspring anymore. Which, like, I think it was two Offspring tracks in Crazy Taxi just, like, made it really cool. And they're the two that, well, if it was two or one.
Well, remember Offspring when they used to be cool?
It was slightly before they were cool. But no, they were good tracks in it, and it was a shame that they couldn't put them in anymore. So hopefully they can still have all the tracks for Jet Set Radio, and then I'll be a happy bunny.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Next up, Gotham City Imposters DLC. So the first kind of pack of DLC is going to be free on Xbox Live and PSN and Windows as well. The DLC pack we'll be having some matchmaking fixes, new maps, weapons, gadgets and more, and some new costume choices as well. That's totally free and will be available first. Oh, it's available now on Xbox Live and will be available on PSN and Windows in the future. They haven't set a date yet, but I imagine it will be shortly after. I guess maybe Microsoft have exclusivity for the Xbox. But yeah, Gotham City Imposters has been out a few weeks now. You can get it 1,200 Microsoft points, £12 on PSN, or £12 on Windows. And that's Games Windows Live, I believe it has achievements. Next up, some Eurogamer Expo news.
That's time to cut back.
Sorry, coughing in the camera. So we mentioned Eurogamer Expo last week, I believe, and how they've chosen to have Virgin as a partner and how they're giving people priority.
So Neighbor.
They've announced the ticket prices now.
£700.
The ticket prices, I believe, came out on Friday maybe or Thursday. So, if you're a Virgin customer, it is cheaper. They're doing early bird and standard So if you book your tickets before the 1st of June, they are generally £2 cheaper, but it also depends on the ticket. So you can get a day ticket for £10, afternoon ticket for £7.50, an early entry ticket for £12. Virgin Media customers get early entry for £6, half the price of a normal ticket. Rude. And you can get a super pass, which is early entry for all 4 days for £40.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, if you book them after the 1st of June, day tickets are £2 more, afternoon tickets are £1.50 more, early entry tickets are £4 more, and super passes are the same price as our Virgin tickets. I guess, yeah, so if you are a Virgin Media customer, you go via the Virgin website, so you go on tickle.virginmedia.com and you can buy your tickets from there as opposed to the Eurogame Expo website like you do otherwise. Xenoblade Chronicles news. So this isn't really for any UK listeners out there, because Xenoblade Chronicles came out last year. However, it's officially coming out in America on April 6th now. And similar to what they did with The Last Story recently, it's going to have fan-chosen artwork for the packaging. So I imagine then it might not have the same cover art as we had over here in the UK of the Blade of the Grass. I think I also had something about The Last Story on there as well. They are getting The Last Story in America as well.
But then Peter Molyneux's coming and he's going to kill everyone with his creature.
Later in 2012. They haven't got a release date yet.
I think what I said was funnier.
Last Story, of course, came out in the UK.
Tovgatog?
Last week.
Tovgatog?
Mm-hmm.
What is Tovgatog? Who knows?
Next up, Never Dead news. So Never Dead had a really tiny release. most stores didn't actually even get copies of it because it was such a limited release.
Never Dead.
They've now announced...
Wait. Is the sequel going to be called Always Alive?
Well, he's always alive. Sorry, yeah, Paul.
Is the sequel going to be called
Okay. Well, there's no sequel.
What if they do one?
Well, I don't know. I didn't make the game.
Why not?
Because I don't work at Rebellion, do I?
Rebellion.
So Rebellion made Never Dead, for anyone who didn't know, is published by Konami. So the first DLC pack came out today, and they've now announced the second DLC pack, which will come out February 29th, which is actually very, very soon. Of course, my thing says the first pack was available from today. That would have been last week. So the first DLC pack was available last week, and the next one will be available from Wednesday, I believe. Yeah, Wednesday. The second DLC pack adds new stuff to the online experience. So it adds another playable character and three new challenges within the expanded sewer levels, as well as two more online costumes for Bryce. The first pack, which came out last week, added... another new playable character for the online stuff, three additional challenges for the asylum level, and two online costumes for Bryce.
Did I just hear the achievement unlock sound?
I don't know. I didn't.
I swear I could have just heard that. I'm gonna have to listen back at this. This is like
the 360
8 minutes
downstairs,
44.
But
or maybe it's maybe it's just a notification on the 360. But I was like, damn! Did you just get an achievement unlocked for reading the show?
I just paused the music that I was listening to.
Yeah, someone must have sent you a message.
So the first expansion, the first DLC pack is available for 320 Microsoft points, and Volume 2 will be the same price as well. Next up, a game that I didn't think was actually going to come out over here, originally the first one as well, Inazuma 11 2 is coming out in the UK now. It's going to be available from the 16th of March, and that's for the Nintendo DS.
And it's going to be 1,000 Sony Microsoft points.
However, from the sounds of it, what they're doing, yeah, they're releasing two versions of the game, so like Pokemon. Inazuma 11 2 Firestorm and Inazuma 11 2 Blizzard. Inazuma 11 is like an RPG football game made by Level 5? I think it's Level 5, isn't it? Or is my...
Look at all these funny pictures of Fran Antonio.
Has my stuff gotten the best of me? My knowledge. So Inazuma 11's been out in Japan for literally ages. And we finally got the first one last year. The series of DS games, Level 5, which, as I said, are a role-playing sports game. Kind of the almost the kind of first of their kind? Most, okay, because of course most sports games go for the kind of realistic realism stuff. But it's nice that Inland Zoom 11 2 is going to come out over here. I'm sure it'll have a very limited release. But it's nice of Nintendo to release it over here,
I suppose.
Next up, Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure. We've mentioned this before. It's a Sega 3DS title that's been coming out in the upcoming months. And they've now said that it's coming out on the 5th of April. What do you... Oh, no one can see you doing that.
No, I was just distracting you and it worked.
You did distract me.
It's because of my elite skills.
Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure is kind of a rhythm action title mixed with a Professor Layton style puzzle game, exclusive for the 3DS. I'm looking forward to that. And 5th of April is not too far away, so like about just over a month. Borderlands 2 has been given a release date
5 weeks.
Of... 21st of September, and in America it's coming out September 18th. That's for 360, PS3 and PC. There's various pre-order bonuses. If you go look around on the internet, I'm sure America have a lot more pre-order bonuses than we do because they have more stores. But if you're interested in Borderlands 2, there's a trailer out now. It came out last week, I believe. Give that a watch if you're interested in it. It looks like they've been doing lots of work on it. So yeah, Touch My Katamari news. This is just a real brief announcement. So, Touch My Katamari came out for the
PSV,
the Vita,
PSV
on its launch.
Do it, PSV.
And Namco Bandai are doing a competition where you take a picture of you with your own Katamari. So you make a Katamari, which is the sticky ball in the game. So a big thing. So really, you stick lots of things together and take a picture of it, and you can win a PlayStation Vita and Touch My Katamari.
Wait. So you would have already had to have bought the thing.
No, you make a Katamari in real life.
Oh, okay. I was like, because you didn't... I didn't think you said that. And I was just like, you win the thing you already got. Oh, that's handy.
Well, so, like, I'd enter it if I hadn't bought one. So you win a Vita...
No, enter it. You enter that thing. Then again, we can give it away on the show, man. Okay.
You win a Vita with a memory card and a copy of Touch My Katamari, as well as a T-shirt. So I'm tempted to enter it because you can win a T-shirt, to be fair. I could always give the Vita to someone. But the competition closes the 7th of March, and you can find out more about it on Namco Bandai's site, maybe.
Do it. You've got loads of junk you stick together.
And they can be sent via email to uk-competition@namcobandaipartners.com, or you can tweet it to Namco Bandai UK.
Tweet it.
So really, you just stick stuff together and build your own Katamari and take a picture of it.
Okay, well, we need to build the biggest junk pile the world has ever seen. I think we should use
Tora?
Doors. Take doors off, use them on it. Take the shed door off, use that. We have to win, man. That means we have to make it the biggest. So we're gonna strip the house down, basically. Well, you're gonna strip the house down, then you're gonna put it all back together neatly.
I see.
And then we will win the PlayStation, and then I will have the console I don't want.
Are you done?
No. Tovgatog.
So, Persona 4 news. Sadly, this isn't for the UK, this is American news. Persona 4 Arena has been given a release date for in North America, which is really nice because it hadn't had a kind of announcement of being released over there at all. Persona 4 Arena is like a 2D fighting game. It's made by Arc System Works, well, in partnership with Arc System Works. So, Arc System Works and Atlus are making it together. Arc System Works are the guys who do like BlazBlue! That looks really blurry when you did that.
It will be blurry because my webcam is really blurry. See that?
Yeah, that is very blurry. So yeah, it's coming out in America for the summer. They haven't said exactly when. Hopefully it's around E3 time and then I could pick myself up a copy. It's coming out on PS3 and Xbox 360. No announcement for a UK release because, of course, there are no UK publishers for Atlus in the UK. However, usually companies pick up their games. So fingers crossed that someone does and then I can play Persona 4 Arena.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Next up.
Tovgatog.
Next up. London 2012, the Olympic Games has been announced.
Can I say the official title?
Yep.
London 2012, the official game of the Olympic Games. No, wait. The official video game of the Olympic Games. That is the actual title. That's why I've been saying Tovgatog, because that's the abbreviated.
It was going to be the
show's title.
But Paul couldn't actually say it without laughing.
I was laughing too much at the start. So I was just like, we have to change it to Jet Set Radio because Tovgatog just makes me laugh.
So,
London 2012.
As you would expect from Olympics going on, they've released Beijing Olympics and all these kind of summer Olympic games and everything like that. They are doing one for the London 2012 Olympics. Of course, it'll sell quite well over here. It'll probably sell quite well elsewhere as well, because they always do. It's coming out on PC.
Of course, the Mario Sonic one's already sold really well.
It's coming out on PC, 360, and PS3, and we'll have support for Kinect and Move. I don't know.
Move?
Yeah.
People still use that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard it again. There's over 30 events that are being popped into it. Which are being recreated in their official Olympic
13
arenas.
Events, is that it?
30.
Honestly. I was like, 13?
I said 13.
Like, Olympic gold on the Master System almost had 13.
So, for example, Kering? Is that what it's called?
Kering.
At the Velodrome. 10-meter synchronized platform diving at the Aquatic Center and trampoline at North Greenwich. It'll be everything recreated as if it was the Olympics, of course, 2 months before the Olympics, which are in August.
Fine. I don't know when the Olympics are, to be honest. They're probably in, like, August.
Yeah, I think they're
or July.
I think they're early or late August. It comes out a couple of months before the Olympics actually happen, so you can try and make the people you want win and then see if they actually win when the Olympics happen. Next up, maybe Paul wants to talk about the next piece of news.
Next up, Sid Meier has personally announced Civilization 5, Gods and Kings. This is an expansion pack for Civilization 5. It features religion and a king, apparently. That is all I can glean from the title.
So it's got 9 new civilizations, 9 new wonders, 3 official original scenarios, dozen new units, buildings, technologies, and resources have also been added.
Basically, can I just say
naval and land combat?
Okay, basically the main thing is religion is back from Civilization 4, because religion was something that I actually quite liked. And I've heard people say, "Oh, religion's lame. I'm a hardcore atheist and stuff." It was a really good way of making friends by adopting their state religion, and so you could form alliances based upon religion, which was like realistic to how things develop in the 2300s when I have my laser gun tanks and my jet nuclear weapon things coming over to blow your stuff up and my giant robots coming to finish you up as well. So yeah,
so new civilizations, is it Carthaginians?
They can bog off back to Carthage.
Netherlands, Celts,
the
Mayans.
Netherlands, Celts, alright, Celts are allowed in it, the Mayans aren't allowed in it. Who else?
That's all that this mentions. That's some of the ones included. There's also 9 new leaders, including William the First, Prince of Orange.
Well, duh.
Who's the Prince of Orange?
That's the Netherlands bloke, isn't it?
Okay, Boudica.
I don't know.
And Pacal the Great.
Some guy.
I don't know who that is.
Well, they will be the leaders of the civilizations they've introduced.
Yeah. It's coming out late spring this year for Windows. And of course, I imagine, will need Civ 5 as it is an expansion, and I don't believe it's a standalone. Do they do standalones for Civ? Have they?
Not in the past.
Nope. Okay, so you will need a copy of Civ 5, which I'm sure isn't too expensive anymore.
The County of Orange refers to some place in France.
Oh, really?
In the constituent kingdom of Burgundy.
Burgundy? You like that word. You'd like a Clonatron 3000 in Burgundy.
Yeah, it's all these like Prince William and people. Yeah, they can sort off.
Yeah, cool.
Does it feature the Clonatron, or were you just joking about that?
Well, you said Burgundy.
I can say whatever I want.
I can help myself.
Yeah, that's an inside joke.
Yeah. Next up, the
giant dinosaur that's outside here is about to eat us all because we're taking so long.
Classic FM has
everyone buy Civilization 5, Kings and Jesus.
Classic FM, which is a radio station over here, are doing a Hall of Fame for music, and it finishes in 2 days. However, if you listen to the podcast now or watch on the YouTube channel, you know about this.
Listen to our podcast, yeah?
Yes.
Not someone else's podcast.
Well, I'm saying, if you listen to this before the 29th of February, go on the website, so search for Classic FM Hall of Fame. The main thing that they, of course, would put in is, you know, well-known pieces of music. However, you can vote for game music that has been composed. So they're trying to get, well, people are trying to get in Aerith's, I always hate saying her name, theme from Final Fantasy VII, the theme of Skyrim, and also, of course, Baba Yetulu Bublu. Shouldn't that win? That'd be awesome. Or be in it. That'd be amazing.
The Lord's Prayer in Swahili or something.
Christopher Tin's cool. So yeah, like, there are some ones already in there, kind of...
Kumbaya. That's just as valid as...
Here.
That's in a game. It's in the game I just made.
Yes, so they've already got some games in their game music in their database. You can search for Nobuo Uematsu. Some of his songs will come up. But yeah, they're just trying to get games into classical musical history. Like, because it's like for a Hall of Fame thing.
Okay.
So if you're a video game fan, you should totally vote. I have. Next up, Book of Unwritten Tales. If you pop on their website from now until the 15th of March, you can get the Book of Unwritten Tales at a discounted price of £12.90.
Cool.
Otherwise, you can buy it from a local retailer as well, in which there is a collector's edition of it. So pop on their website, just type in King Art or Unwritten Tales or Book of Unwritten Tales, and you'll find their website, and you can download that copy of that.
Website.
Of course, if you buy it off their website, you get the money all goes directly to them, because it's not going through retailers and stuff like that. And then finally, Double Fine. We haven't mentioned this since it went up, pretty much. They've hit well over $2 million. Dollary doos. Double Fine. I'm not sure. I had a look at it earlier. I don't think they've gotten to 2.5 million yet. Of course, now that everyone's kind of done it, it's slowed down a lot. It took a while to get 2 million. So they're at 2,255,859.
All of the
money. So they've made a load of money. So they've done some updates. They've now said that they're going to be developing the game. This was update 2. They're developing the game for PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, and Android. As well as doing Steam codes, they will be offering DRM-free versions as well if you don't want to have it on Steam. And they will also, for parts of Europe, be fully localizing the text in French, Italian, German, and Spanish. So, of course, they're leaving out a few languages there, but that grabs a lot of people. And then, in their third update they've done, they've added some new rewards. So they added a digital soundtrack for the documentary, special edition boxed copy of...
Something.
Of the game and the documentary and a Double Fine Adventure book. So I've got it open now, so I'll just say. So, like, if you already donated... And you donated more than their new rewards, you automatically get those anyway.
Who are?
So, like, their main kind of thing that they added, for $60, so if you pledge more than that, you get a PDF version of the Double Fine Adventure book, which is a PDF of a book that they're making for this, which is a full 100-plus colour, full-colour book thing with concept art photos, developer bios, excerpts from the game script, secrets and more. However, if you pledge $500 or more, which is
$500 for a game,
a lot, you get a hardcover version of the Double Fine Adventure book. So the book you get a PDF for, you get a proper version of it. However,
$500. I'd expect gold leaf.
However, as because it always works that if you pledge the most, you get all the tiers below. If you do the $500 one, that doesn't mean you will get a $250 thing of the signed poster. However, if you pledge for the signed poster and want the book now, put your pledge up, but keep your selection on the signed poster, because otherwise you'll lose it, and you don't want to do that, because they're totally sold out. There are only 900 of those.
Well, that's all you can manage to sign without going crazy.
I think they should sign the book.
Yeah, it depends how many they do.
You're paying $500 for a book.
This is Tim Schafer.
It's a lot of money. So far, they've only got 22 people who are getting the hardcover art book. Or hardcover book. It will be a nice book, though, because they're well known for their quality.
You are.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Yeah, now this is my segment.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I get to waste loads of time and stop Catherine from making whatever she's making downstairs. Okay, anyway, let's go on with things. Last week, everybody would have heard this. Yeah, we actually had two people guess correctly, annoyingly enough. The answer was Dungeon Keeper, so congrats to Catherine, Charlotte, and I don't think nobody on YouTube got it, did they?
I don't believe so.
No, because it was all mangled and you couldn't hear it properly on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Did you not look at the post? Oh, man, you boy. So, yeah, GZ, this week... What is this week? Don't look. I can't remember what it is.
I'm not looking.
Oh, I remember what it is. Okay. This week, something a bit more recent than Dungeon Keeper. It came out, 2000?
Well, then you usually play it first, and then you...
Yeah, but I want to set
okay.
it up.
Okay.
Came out in 2007, I think. So it's like current gen.
The team consists of a mid-sized Kotos aircraft in charge of electronic warfare. And a mid-sized Gygis aircraft in charge of close-range air defense.
That's it? I thought it was going to keep going.
Nope, that is it. That's all you get. 5 seconds.
No, more time than that. Hints.
I gave you the hint before.
You just gave me a year.
I said it's current gen.
What, consoles or is it a PC game?
This is consoles.
The guy talking about aircrafts.
It's got to be Fable. Oh, that's the other clue. Peter Molyneux.
You're just saying that.
But wait, maybe that's not a clue.
Talking about aircrafts. Sounds familiar. Well, at least the guy's voice sounds familiar. Do I have it?
Don't know.
You don't know?
I haven't spotted it.
2007, so that's fairly old.
Old? Something like 4 or 5 years old, man.
Oh, it's 2012 now.
Yeah, boy, it's 2008.
That's like nearly 5 years old.
It's the year of my life I played World of Warcraft non-stop.
What, 2007?
No, 2008. What I just said.
We're talking about 2007.
Yeah, it could be 2008. I'm not sure when it came
what?
Out, to be honest. It's got fire in the title as well. Or fires, one of them.
Fires?
I think it does. It might not.
Fire in the title.
That's like the subtitle. Maybe. I might be imagining that.
I can't think of any games with fire in the title.
What about Kingdom Fire? Oh, wait. That's Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Fire. Kingdom Under Fire. I don't know.
You don't know? Good. That's what we like to hear. GZ me then.
Mm.
Nobody's going to get this.
Really?
Nah, someone's going to get it. This is easy, actually. If you played the game, you'll know instantly what it is. And obviously, one out of the 8,000 listeners... Well, one out of the 2 listeners who can be bothered to write in will know what it is.
New releases this week.
So we've got, well, obviously SSX is the big one.
Mm-hmm. So
no offense, Mario.
If you haven't already, there's a demo out for SSX. Download it, you can play it. It's got 2 tracks that you can play. One of the music tracks is amazing and I love it. The other track's not as great, music-wise anyway. But it's not a bad game. I quite enjoyed it.
That was me using the in development, super prototype, unannounced, and probably not being made, Kinect version.
It looks like you just get on like this.
Shut up.
Yeah, so SSX, Xbox 360, PS3, snowboarding. It uses
Extreme.
It was called Deadly Descents. It's no longer called Deadly Descents. They took it out of the title.
That's because Deadly Descents. Can I just say, Deadly Descents makes it seem like a really cheap sci-fi / horror film.
Well, it's because when they announced it, they were like, yeah, it's like Call of Duty, it's SSX, Call of Duty, yeah.
SSX, Call of Duty. That's a good game.
That's what people said when it got announced at the Spike VGAs. They were like, oh my god, it's SSX meets Call of Duty, because he jumps out of an airplane. And then people expected guns, but it was kind of just going away from an avalanche and stuff.
On a mountain.
But yeah, SSX.
No soldiers.
It works really well. You can have it with buttons for the tricks or using the analog sticks. I quite
enjoy
it. Boo,
analog sticks.
It's very good.
I like buttons, they're easier.
Yep. Analog sticks to make it cool. It's easy though, because then you just really flick them in any direction.
Makes it lame. It's like Fight Night.
If you really want to know all the tricks and know them off by heart, then perhaps it's better with the buttons. But if you just want to do tricks, just mash them in any direction
just
and press
use
stuff.
The buttons.
Or whatever.
Anyway, if you disagree with us, write in. Mario Party 9 is the other game coming out. This is on the YI.
On the Wii. This is, of course, a new game in the Mario Party franchise, which has now been going for years. First one, of course, came out on the N64. This is the...
ninth
third
game.
Third one on the Wii?
This will be the third one on the Wii, because 7 and 8 came out.
Yeah.
Ashley did it?
I believe so. 6 was GameCube, I believe.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of seeing Mario Party ever. And I can only picture one...
GameCure.
One box on the Wii.
Oh, really?
GameCure. That's a good console.
Let's see Mario Party 8. I know that box for Mario Party 8.
Yeah, so that's 8, which we know is on the Wii. But what
yeah, 7's on the GameCube.
Yeah, okay, so it's the second one.
Oh, did we say the third one?
You said third, and I was like, hang on a minute.
Sorry, yeah.
I can only think of one box art on the Wii, which
yeah,
is
yeah, I know that, the Mario Party 8 box.
Yeah, I can only picture one.
Okay,
I don't picture
so
7.
So, second one on the
just
Wii.
Just 8.
And
you know,
adds more minigames, new stuff to it. It is still the same kind of thing. It is a board game with minigames. That's pretty much what Mario
board
Party
game.
Is.
Board game? I ain't playing that rubbish.
So you roll, and you get to move spaces, and then you land on minigames, and your friends join in, and it's getting to the most points. It's a fun game. It's been fun since the N64 version. So.
Yeah, it's fun. Where's Quake 2?
Then Mortal Kombat Complete Collection is coming out. This is the complete version, as you may guess.
Mortal Kombat 9.
It has the four legendary warriors in it, which is Scarlet, Kenshi, Rain, and Freddy Krueger. It's got the classic costume pack that includes 15 character skins and 3 fatalities. And it's Mortal Kombat.
So this is 9 with extra stuff
mm-hmm.
in it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this will push the price of 9 down even further.
Yeah. Then it'll be cheap and then you can buy it.
Then once it gets to under £5...
Under £5.
I will purchase the game because it's really good, but I ain't paying more than £5 for it. It's like paying more than £30 for a flipping 114mm telescope. No thanks.
She said 55 is low.
55, snag off.
Next up, Julia is coming out, which is a PC adventure game where a lady who is an astrobiologist...
Wait, is her name Julia?
Rachel Manners. Sorry, Paul. Julia.
What does
is
Julia
the
stand
spaceship.
For?
It's the spaceship's AI.
Great. So if this was a game based on Quantum Leap, it'd be called Ziggy.
And then you also spend time with your robot friend called Mobot.
Mobot.
It looks a tiny bit dated, but from what I hear, it's a good adventure
it's cool.
game.
We've also got Alan Wake coming out.
Alan
this
Wake
is a brand new title. We've never seen this before.
Alan Wake's having a retail release. It's coming out standard and collector's edition. Whichever version you buy, you do get some special stuff with it. So if you wanted Alan Wake on PC and didn't want to buy it on Steam, you can buy
now's
a retail
your chance.
Version. I'm sure it still activates on Steam, but you'll have a physical copy there.
Don't have the GZO.
What?
It's not Games Windows Live, is it?
No, it's not. It's Steam.
Yeah.
The GZs.
Yeah. The grats of getting into cheaper.
Okay. it's also got both pieces of DLC with it as well, which you must play. If you play Alan Wake, please play the DLC.
Which one?
Both. Both are great.
What are they called?
The Signal and the Writer.
Singer?
Signal.
The Singer and the Writer.
Signal.
They work together quite well.
The second one is the best of the two, but they're both pretty amazing. It's sad that the main game didn't get to be... It's a shame that the main game wasn't as cool as the DLC, but the DLC is amazing. Play the DLC once you finish Alan Wake. That's what I will say.
Alan Wake's cool.
It is. I like it. I'm not wearing my hoodie today, though.
What are you wearing?
Dead Space 2. Next up, Gabrielle's...
I'm wearing Gears of War.
Gabrielle's Ghostly Groove 3D, if it does actually come out this week. This is a story-based game with little mini-games and stuff like that, but also it's kind of a rhythm adventure as well. But it's kind of aimed more towards girls, but girls who like little slightly gothy things, because you can customise her face, hair, clothes, and accessories.
Oh.
And then finally we've got Grotesque Tactics Collection coming out on the Wii. And this is it's like taking...
It's like it's a Lamo board card game meets Call of Duty.
It's got like there's a party of 10 anti-heroes, which are the main characters. And it features all the cliches of Western and Asian strategy RPGs. But it's also got it's got Grotesque Tactics Evil Heroes, which is the first one, and Grotesque Tactics 2 Dungeons and Donuts, which is the second one.
Dungeons and Donuts,
which is also an RPG parody as well.
Dungeons and Donuts.
Yeah, it's a cool tagline, title, whatever you want to call it.
Tigline. Yeah. So are we reviewing the Vita this week?
I don't know, are we?
Because you'll be doing it, not me.
Nah.
No.
What, you want me to?
You don't have to. I suppose people can wait till next week.
Well, I can talk about it if you want, but I don't really know what to say much.
Okay, here's the thing. We'll do a very quick review on it. But we'll do a more in-depth review maybe next week.
Previews and or reviews.
Yeah, this is the real reason why I wanted to do the review, because now we can go to a mobile camera, which only goes this far. So you're going to have to work it.
Toro!
You're going to have to work it like that, yeah. And now it's out of focus. Hang on.
Oh, geez, fingers.
That's way out of focus. That's better.
So, well, I've kind of already said a lot on the unboxing video that I've done for Gamercast. Paul... People are going to have to listen to this as well. And they'll be like, what the hell is going on? I like it. I don't know. What else is there really to say? I've bought a few games. I picked up Frobisher Says because it was one of my pre-order games. I bought Touch My Katamari, which we mentioned earlier. That's a PSP minigame. I bought Luminaires, whatever you call it. Mutant Blobs Attack, which is another PSN title. As well as Super Stardust Delta, Escape Plan, and Uncharted. Everything I've bought, I've enjoyed. I downloaded the trial of MotorStorm RC, but didn't enjoy it as much as I hoped because I didn't get on with the controls that much.
What was it? Tilty controls?
No, you had two control types, and it was how the car was controlled with the analog sticks.
Okay.
One was the way you point, and one was a different way. I just didn't get used to it really. It's my bad. If I play a bit more, I'll get used to it. That's really out of focus. Or just really bad looking. It's really washed out.
That's because it's bright compared to the background.
Yeah, it is very bright. And the brightness is turned down.
Yeah, man. It's a nice screen.
The battery life on it isn't that great. Everyone, of course, already knew it wasn't that good. The first day I had it, it lasted about 4 hours. And that was continuous play. For 4 hours. It's lovely build quality. It's got the... You probably can't see
it. Give it air. You can't see it. It's man build. Look, you can smash it against your face. It still works, man. Cool.
One thing I will recommend, if you're thinking of buying one, you will want to buy a bigger than 4 GB memory card, because if, say, you downloaded one of the games, Uncharted, for example, is 3 GB in size. or just over 3 gig. So if you were to buy a 4 gigabyte card, you would fill it up really quickly. Okay. So I highly recommend, even though they're quite expensive, a 16 gig. That's the max you can get over here. You can import a 32 gig though, but you'll probably get import charges on it.
Out of 5?
I would give it 5. Actually, I'd knock it down because the price. That's the only thing I'd knock down. Everything about it, I like. I like it. It feels really weird getting a trophy while playing on a handheld.
Yeah, trophies are cool. Obviously, they're a rip-off of achievements.
So it's got like a welcome park to get you used to the touchscreen controls, the back touchpad. What else does it have you use? Taking pictures and a few other things. You get trophies
Frobisher
for that.
Yeah,
Frobisher says. Each game has like a kind of a welcome screen. So when you click to open it, so I could say Mutant Blobs. It doesn't open it straight away. You get a menu like you kind of do when you hover over games on the PS3 or PSP. But you have the choice to start, go on the website, I believe, the manual, the PlayStation Store if it has any DLC, for example. Katamari has a lot of stuff, so there's a Katamari store where you can buy songs, the official website, and it also makes a little face, which you can't really see because of the light, but there's a little mouth down here and two eyeballs. But yeah, so each game kind of has its own customized little menu, sometimes leading to the store, depending if there's DLC. This one also has like little news bits, so it says there's downloadable content. One pack is available to download. I imagine, for some monies. But yeah, there's not a huge amount of PSN titles up, PS Vita downloadable only titles at the moment. There will be more, of course. There are a few free ones which are used with the AR cards that you get with it, which I still haven't actually used yet. But to be fair, the battery life doesn't seem as bad as I thought. I bought a 3G one. I've got it with 3G and Wi-Fi constantly running. Wi-Fi's not, of course, got a connection when there's no Wi-Fi signal in the area.
Hey, he's upside down, put him around the right way.
But it does mean it's constantly running. And the battery doesn't do too bad when it's on standby. The PSP had a horrible battery if you put it on standby, because you couldn't really turn it off properly. So this has been on since... I charged it maybe yesterday... No, not yesterday, Saturday night. And the battery's at that.
About 80%.
I've played it twice or maybe three times since Saturday night, and it's been on standby the whole time. You can just press the power button, there's a power button on top. You can press it to put it on standby, or
if you hold it down,
you can hold it down, it can tell you to power
and
off.
And you'll actually power off.
It's a really nice piece of kit. It's weighty.
Good, that will give them the chance to sell a light version.
Yeah, well, of course.
6 months from now.
The SIM card is not SIM... Well, the SIM is not SIM locked. If you buy a 3G one, you don't have to have a Vodafone card in it. You do, of course, want to have it in it to get your £5 copy of Wipeout. My code still has not come through. If it doesn't come through tomorrow, I'm going to moan. If you have, like, a good O2 SIM card or something like that, or you can buy a GIFGAF card and you can pop it in, and have cheaper internets, because of course £5 on Vodafone only gets you 250 meg, which isn't very big at all.
Give it here. We'll give it a proper demo. That is a PlayStation, and I am Ken Kutaragi.
You weren't
expecting me to say that, were you?
No.
Oh, if only I had a picture of him that I could have put up in place of me, just as I did that. That'd be well funny.
So yeah, I like my Vita. Everyone I know who's bought one is liking this too. There aren't a huge amount of games yet. There are quite a few games for its launch. However, there's only a few games up.
There we go, there's Fat Jam on.
There's only a few games up for pre-order at the moment that have been announced over here. One thing I will say, one of the YouTube comments we had on last week's episode said how the one game to buy a Vita for would be Gravity Crash, also known as Gravity Days, which is a lovely... Sony game, I believe it is.
And here's the new Jay Allard for Xbox 360.
They don't work anymore, do they?
No, he was moved on.
I really like the Vita.
To be fair, he still works as an advisor.
We may do another kind of review next week, but I suppose we've kind of said a few things about it. I enjoy Katamari. It's not the same as normal Katamari. They've done some crazy stuff with the art style that makes it look a little bit immature. However, it plays the same. The back touchpad, stretchy, squashy stuff works really well. Uncharted looks lovely. Plays nicely. AI seemed a little off, though, of the enemies. Lumines, I don't know. It is great. I played it for about an hour. That was literally, like, when I got home with it, I played it for an hour and wouldn't stop playing until I died, because that's how you kind of play it. Frobisher says it's awesome and it's free if you pre-ordered it and had a pre-order pack. Look, I'm going to sneeze.
I'll take over then. If you had a pre-order pack, then you would have got a pre-order thing.
With Frobisher says. You played it, didn't you?
With Frobisher says.
Only mini game from Frobisher says that I would say is a little iffy. There's one that recognises your smile. Charlotte played one as well where it does your blinking, and she was dancing by blinking. But there was one where you had to smile for the camera, and because of how I was sat on the sofa, the lighting was a bit dark, so it couldn't pick me up.
I heard the sound again.
I heard it again. So yeah, I like my Vita. You probably want to buy a Wi-Fi one. They are cheaper. But you just don't then have 3G or a GPS.
Nah, the 3Gs are cool. There's Mr. Toro Rosso, racing team.
What?
It's just a play on the name Toro and Toro Rosso. In Formula One. Tim understands. Yeah, do you want my review of it then?
Yeah.
This is the best handheld console released to date. It's just a shame the handheld market is almost dead.
Yeah, they've done like predictions.
Because if we had this 10 years ago, yeah, the Game Boy would be dead. I'll be back.
There you go. Well,
I'll use my telephone like everyone else does these days with the stupid rubbish games which aren't very good.
I still use my phone, but I like having a proper game on a handheld device.
Yeah, proper game. Not Angry Birds.
Angry Birds
versus Uncharted
has said that he doesn't know what this connector is for that's next to the game slot.
It's for the accessories and stuff.
So, according to Wikipedia, there's a there's a diagram of it, and it says it's for accessories. I'm losing my voice.
Basically, yeah, it's for accessories, so they might do like video out or like some other stuff at some point
stuff
in the future,
not released,
maybe.
Yeah, but they've got it now for an additional port on it. They should do like an old school link cable, like for the Game Boy, and you have to plug it into another one and you can play games together.
Yeah. Then they could sell a version without Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Like the E1000.
Yeah, it works really nicely. I found that it doesn't connect to the PSN store that much. Not PSN store. PSN?
Sen.
Because I'll usually have to open something and it says, oh, you need to connect to the PlayStation Network. It does say PlayStation Network. I think it's just as a Sen ID. It's like,
for
oh,
now.
You need to log into this. So it will then tell you if you've got messages or people signed in. I do find it kind of annoying that it will come up and say if someone's signed in or is like online, because then that, if you're on a train or something like that, can be using your 3G monies, your data, just to tell you that someone's online.
Yeah, but that, the amount of data transfer required for that is minuscule.
I don't know how much
it's
used.
A few K if they've written their protocols properly.
Yes.
Because all you have to do is basically just send a keep alive every like 10 or 15 minutes, which is a few bytes, and then basically it knows your address on the network, so it just connects to you and sends you the data. So the data transfer is minuscule, assuming it's programmed right and that it's not having to poll the service manually like every minute or something. But being Sony, 2G noise, I wouldn't put it past them if I'm writing it properly. Hey look, Supernova 1987.
That was my phone doing that. Well, my Vita doing that.
Yeah, and I'm showing to people the astronomy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Supernova Remnant 1987A. That's a picture taken in 1997 of it. 10 years later, for your information. Are we done?
Yes, we're done.
Good. Feedback, gamercast.net. Actually, speaking of feedback, I got some emails for you that you need to look at in a minute, since they all sent to me.
Okay.
Feedback at GamerCast.net. YouTube channel, youtube.com/GamerCast.net, spelled out. Twitter, we're on Twitter.
Twitter.com/GamerCast.
Facebook page, like the Facebook page, because nobody likes us, and it's making me depressed. Like it now, fools! Ah! My phone's here, what's it doing? Oh no, I'm playing a game now, I got distracted.
Paul, we're finishing the show.
Yeah, we're finishing the show up because Catherine has to go right now.
So we'll catch everyone next week and have a good week of games.
Yeah, next week maybe we'll do a proper review of Vita.
I thought our review was alright. Nah. I suppose it's not a proper review.
Nah.
But we will catch everyone next week.
Bye.